There's a subtle difference between power and control. We can have power without control, but control usually creates power. There are two contexts here, which are quite different. Let's look at the internal control first. You and I have, or should have, both power and control over ourselves. Power to choose and decide what to be, do and have, and control to exercise the way we take action to achieve what we desire. Some people might call this self-discipline, and sometimes the two have been combined into the concept of willpower. Self-power is all about making choices and decisions, and self-control is about sticking to them and not being distracted or diverted into activities counter to those decisions. Not so much procrastination or what psychologists call displacement activities, or when we decide to do things out of order or on another project, but those activities and thoughts which are in conflict with our, or actually counterproductive in relation to the decisions we've made. The other context is much more complex. It's when we look at power and control over or exerted by others. The simplest way to describe it is with a military example. The commander or general has the power to decide the strategy in a campaign and make the decisions about what needs to be done and achieved. But he or she has little or no control over what happens on the front line. It's the local, lower level officers who control the tactics and what the troops on the ground actually do. Battles are usually won or lost by those control decisions made at the front rather than the strategies devised by the commanders. We can translate this fairly easily into a corporate or political context. The board or the cabinet has the power, but control is exercised by frontline management, civil servants, and the supervisors. Commanders, ministers, and directors who can exercise control from the top successfully are quite rare. And for most who try to do this, it all goes horribly wrong. Exercising power and control over others is not an easy thing to do. But what about those frontline people who are in control of what they're doing? Do they not have power as well? Yes, they do, but not in the context of the whole organisation, only their section of it. If we leave the organisation situations and go to a personal level at one extreme and a societal level at the other level, things are very different. And this can also be the case between individuals or groups, both inside organisations and on a personal level. For some reason, human social culture seems to have evolved into or developed a need to exercise control over others. Sometimes this is enforced through customs of religion, especially through the institution of marriage, formal or otherwise. Although this has been modified in some societies, it's still an issue of control over, or even ownership of, one person by another. Most control over others, though, is effected through manipulation of one form or another, even more so now that there are multiple channels of communication. In a sense, on an individual one-to-one or one-to-many basis, control has become more important than power in any formal sense. Control by others through manipulation has been the effect of undermining our personal power, the power we have in ourselves to make choices and decisions. And so we must be much more vigilant, careful, and sometimes sceptical about what we hear, see, and read in all forms of media, mass and social media.